Good morning, this is Jacqueline B on Performance. I thought I'd share a case study with you of how I have recently really seen, tangibly seen, how state of mind affects performance. I know that's something that we all would probably say, yeah, that's right. And we would agree with that. As part of my thought manifesto, as it's been kindly labelled, this is something that I really look at when I work with people. So I work with people on, you know, could be processes, could be better selling techniques, could be better relating, but underneath all of that, it's about state of mind and understanding how state of mind affects those things. In this particular case, the person came to me was in a very, very low state, labelling himself as depressed, had lots of anxiety, was daily anxious, was breaking down, in fact, in the middle of the day, in the middle of meetings, and having to cope with that. And we worked together for quite some time, over a number of months, and you know, things improved slowly, and then there were dips, and as you would normally expect. But the if you go right to the sort of where we're at now in the journey, several months on, probably let's say 6 months on, this person actually used the words to me in our session the other evening, that he's grateful for the underlying joy of life. And that alone is an incredible move from where he was to where he is now. And he's able to see that there are problems in his workplace that came about during his low state of mind, that the reason those problems are there is because he was performing in a not as high a state during the last 12 months, in fact, because he had this before he came along to me. And he can see that the way he handled his team, the way he handled problems, the way he didn't handle some things, are now having this knock-on impact. So I'm going to continue this in a second recording.